Blog Talk Radio.
On the 4th of July, 1806, we set sail from the sweet home of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. It was a wonderful craft, she was rigged for the night. He was top of the walk, but he rolled the dame under and over. They all knew him at last, but he took up his stance and he sailed in the Irish Rover.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book.com. I think the big buzzword for today, the letter is D, and the D is for disillusionment. And I think that that's going to be the crutch that we're all going to be using in the time ahead. We're disillusioned with our baseball heroes, our football heroes. We're disillusioned with Hollywood. We're disillusioned with presidents. We're disillusioned with Wall Street. We're disillusioned with our banks. The only one we're not disillusioned with is the military, and they're about to get sacrificed by the party of death. Democrats lead you into war, and they leave you to die on the battlefield. But that's not my subject for tonight. My subject for tonight is Mike Savage was never taken to the prom. And I was talking to an expert today on communism. That's Jimmy from Brooklyn. If you know Jimmy from Brooklyn, there's no bigger anti-communist than Jimmy. He's been hawking them since Stalin wore knickers. And communism now is running rampant throughout the party of death. If you look at these appointments that Obama's making, they're all out and outright communists. We're going to get hurt so bad, you're not going to believe it. You're not going to have a country left in 4 years. You're going to have shambles. So I happened to mention to somebody that Mike Savage is a great conservative. And the expert said, that guy is crazy. So I listened to Savage tonight with a psychiatrist's ear. And I had to turn him off because the guy is crazy. But I have to also tell you that I can live with crazy. I can't live with communists. He opened his show with a fat Domino's Blue Monday, and then he attacked the conservative hoedown that Rush Limbaugh spoke at this past week. And he attacked Rush and Hannity, which I chalked off to professional jealousy. But when he attacked the only American at the UN, John Bolton, who has been calling the water depth from the ship's top deck in the shallow waters of military unpreparedness, I wish that John Bolton was getting off the State Department plane to negotiate the final days of Israel as compared to Suher Clinton, the honorarium bell. My friends, Israel's getting sold out. And it's sad because a lot of people aren't paying attention. Just like a lot of people aren't paying attention to their dwindling holdings. They don't know what to do. So they look the other way, hoping that things will get better. You have to make things get better. Then madness set in as Savage started whining with no waiters around to abuse. If you ever hear Savage, he's always talking about inefficient waiters. I wouldn't want to wait on his table, I'll tell you. He also attacked a sweet Sarah Palin and George the Magnificent Bush, then blamed everybody but himself for the election failure. Before the election, he was attacking McCain, Palin, George Bush, the failure of the Republicans. And so all he did was add fuel to the fire of the Democrat sacrifice. And then he, his ranting definitely gave 5 points to Obama bin Laden. And then he started chirping about leaving his heart and liver in San Francisco. It looks like he's pulling out of California. He's talking about making arrangements to move. And that's sad, because if you pull out of, it's like pulling out of Iraq. Yeah, unbelievable. And don't get me started on Iraq was the wrong war at the wrong time. And nobody could guarantee our safety the night of 9-1-1. Nobody in the whole goddamn world. So don't give me that crap that you had a crystal ball. Because you knew nothing. Absolutely nothing. And even worse, today you know less. And you'll be the one at the cockpit door, on your knees, steeped in pilot blood, while Khalid the Virgin Counter whispers the second surah from the Quran, and does a razor blade commercial. So the madness set in, and Savage started whining with no waiters around to abuse. He also attacked sweet Sarah Palin and George the Magnificent Bush. And I got to tell you something. After watching this market drop today at 300 points, there's going to be people in this country praying that Bush comes back. Yeah, and if you think that Obama's buying you lunch, you can forget about it. You can forget about it. Some of the richest people in the Communist Party are at the top. Yeah, and there's no such thing as a free lunch, and there never was and there never will be. And then he started chirping about leaving his heart and liver in San Francisco. It looks like he's pulling out of California. He complained that he has to do everything while a help gets ready for the next mood swing. It also looks like he has been consigned to the doghouse. Well, you know, a faint heart and never won fair lady, and the only wine a woman wants to hear about comes in a bottle. Don't assume this is a hit piece, because I do admire Savage. And when he attacks issues that cowards wouldn't dare to touch with a rhinestone clutch, he is the only conservative to stand up against the gay mafia, his term. He refuses to be trampled by Al-Qaeda, who does care, C-A-I-R. He stood against a sick city, and my guess is he's leaving because Governor Rags to Riches Schwarzenegger, the Kaiser of California, is short $42 billion to feed the bureaucracy. California is now the new AIG, the home of the Golden Gate that Marines are not allowed to cross wearing a cross. But if you're carrying a kilo of coke, bienvenue. Sadly, Mike is throwing the towel in on, say, no jail time for drugs. He wants to legalize weed. Did you know the best place to do drugs is in Holland? It is all legal there. And if you're out of work, you can mule kick one suitcase through customs containing meth tabs, hidden like diamonds, 10,000 per bag. Not to worry, the factory's in Holland and it's legal. No wonder Americans have a balance of trade deficit. The Dutch never got out of the slave trade. Now they make them out of Americans. Someone told me that with Obama comes respect for my European allies. Are they the same allies that we had to rescue from Adolf? Are they the same allies that gave up 6 million Jews at Munich for peace in our time? Has Obama Chamberlain bought a bowler hat yet? Did he get a piece of paper from Putin in exchange for Poland and Czechoslovakia? Is Israel the new Taiwan? Peace in our time except New York? A deja vu to you and you. While I'm digressing, the word on Wall Street is the Dow Jones averages could go to 3,500. My guess is 4,000, not counting another 911. Energy independence is 10 years away as the sun shines. California could be off a 49 state of welfare tomorrow. Just uncap those oil wells, a selfish boy. And Chuck Schumer wanted to pull a Hugo Chavez on Exxon. And tonight, somebody confirmed what I said 6 months ago, that Exxon could be talking to Sheikh Maktoum about relocating to Dubai with no taxes for the next 100 years. Communism has been in power in the United States since 2006, and Wall Street just found out about it. And pretty soon, if you notice, the talk show hosts said Wall Street Week, and they all got worried looks on their faces, because now it's their pocketbook that's taking a rocking. And they don't know what to do either. Now George Armstrong Obama is leading the 7th Cavalry into an Afghan ambush. I wonder how the world will treat an American loser. As for Savage, someone has to take him to the prom and buy him a corsage and make him feel special. It is time to welcome the prodigal conservative home. Then together we can destroy the party of death before it kills all the kids in the land. And here's a little sidebar for Eric Holder. Sir, you are a coward. And my seconds will call on you. And America is also watching you, Eric. So you be very careful how you betray us. Because we're keeping an eye on you. I got my eye on you. Attention, re-puppies. If you're going to play or follow the Democrat leader, don't be so obvious. Michael Steele is a very gifted man with strong convictions that are greatly admired. We need more Michael Steeles. But to pick him because the party of death has the black vote is an insult to people who see your ulterior motive. Frankly, it's embarrassing. What's next? An undercover Democrat Hollywood actor for governor? Rosie O'Donnell marries Geraldo in violation of Proposition 13. Don't take those suicide nets off the Golden Gate yet. The sad news is global warming just laid 10 inches of snow at my door. Remember when kids with shovels knew how to turn snow into cash? Now mom delivers the newspaper. And get this, 1 million Brazilians have left the United States to go home. How's that? Wait till the Mexicans find out about that. Who's gonna do the lawn next year? If you want to punish your kid, make him go out and play. Did you know that when the majority commits murder, it will become the law of the land? Roe versus what? And please, shoot that guy who sings Times They Are A-Changing. This is Blog Talk Radio. I'll give you a little music to soothe the savage breast. Have we got a tribute to John Kerry to celebrate his trip to Damascus last week to sell out the Israelis? You don't think he'd sell us out too, do you?
Johnny is a joker.
He's a bird.
A very funny joker.
He's a bird.
But when he jokes my honey,
he's a dog.
His joking ain't so funny.
What a dog.
Johnny is a joker that's a trying to steal my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Johnny sings a love song
like a bird.
Sings the sweetest love song
you ever heard.
But when he sings to my gal,
what a howl.
To me he's just a wolf dog
on the prowl.
Johnny wants to fly away and fuck the love my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Hey bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove alone. Hey bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chick and little love. Johnny kissed the teacher.
He's a bird.
He tiptoed up to reach her.
He's a bird.
Well, he's the teacher's pet now.
He's a dog.
What he wants, he can get now.
Well, what a dog.
He even made the teacher let him sit next to my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove alone. Hey bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chick and little of your own.
Hang in there, boys and girls.
And scorn not the strains from his poor withered hand. Oh, remember his fingers could once move more sharper to raise up the memory of his dear. And trip through the jigway. broke tight with straw, and all the pretty maids in the village and valley loved their bold Philam Brady, the bard of Armagh. And when the sergeant death in his cold arms shall embrace me and lull me to sleep with sweet Erin McGovernor by the side of my Kathleen, my young wife, oh then place me. Forget Philam Brady, the bard of Armagh.
It was down by the glen side I met an old woman, a-picking young nettles, and she ne'er saw me coming. I listened a while to the song she was humming. Glory-o, glory-o, to the bold Fenian men. It's 50 long years since I saw the moon beaming on strong manly forms, and eyes with hope gleaming I'll see them again in all my sad dreaming. Glory-o, glory-o, to the bold Fenian men. When I was a young girl, there marching and drilling, I walk in the glen side, sounds awesome and thrilling. They loved dear old Ireland, and to die they were willing. Glory-o, glory-o, to the bold Fenian men. Died by the glen side, some died with a stranger, and wise men have told us their cause was a failure. They loved dear old Ireland, they never feared danger. Glory-o, glory-o, to the bold Fenian men. I went on my way, God be praised that I met her, be life long or short, sure I'll never forget her. We may have good men, but we never had better. Glory-o, glory-o to the Bohemian man.
That's it. We're signing off.